Is dog poo an issue in a park near where you live? Dob in the park, let us know. 92211882. Joe on the text line says, park, what's my bloody lawn? The lazy, inconsiderate owners of these dogs, obviously going past Joe's place. My next guest is Ian Gillan. He lives in Wellard and he's on a mission. He's on a crusade to make sure people pick up their dog's business in the local parks. It must be a big problem where you live, Ian. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Ollie. It certainly is. I've been walking my dog, Maya, every morning in the Homestead Park for 4 years. And in the last 2 years, the increase in housing in the area, the amount of dog poo in the park has increased exponentially. I became sick of doing the Quinana shuffle in the park. So I started picking up the poo in dog bags and leaving the bag on the spot where I found the poo. Foolishly, I thought that the dog owner would see the poo bags and get the message, but unfortunately, that's not the case.
How bad is it some days, Ian? How many poos are you having a bag in the park?
Well, on a 24-hour period, there would be 10 to 12 poo bags, I would say. Some days it's a little bit more, some days a little bit less, but on average, there's at least 12 dog owners that are not doing the right thing.
What does the city of Quinana say back to you, Ian?
Well, I contacted the mayor, Carol Adams, and she immediately came down to the park and was absolutely gobsmacked at the amount of dog poo that was there. The city has been very proactive and responding with an education program to start with the residents on the need to pick up their poo. But I understand that following that, the city will be actually directing the rangers to start issuing fines, on-the-spot fines, which start at $200 and go up to $5,000, would you believe?
I'll tell you what, just park a ranger there for 3 hours on a weekday morning. If you've got 12 bags of poo, $200 a pop, there's $2,400 on its way to the city of Quinana, Ian.
Exactly. They'll cover the cost of their ranger just in 24 hours, won't they?
They will. Or maybe you could take up a part-time job, Ian, and issue the fines yourself.
Well, a lot of the residents who are also concerned about it, other dog owners, they're actually starting to take photos of people that are doing that and sending the photo into the city of Quinana as well. So a lot of these people want to be very careful because the city is taking it very seriously. And I hope that we'll get a more positive response from people. I mean, the other issue too is that your previous caller was just mentioning about people letting their dog poo on the lawn.
Mm.
I mean, the person standing there with their dog on their lead, they've got to be able to see what's going on. And yet the same person is probably the first person that's going to ring up the city and complain about environmental pollution, and yet they're polluting the environment themselves.
Yeah, no, good on you. And good on you for highlighting the issue in the area, getting the local council on board and having a chat with us this afternoon on 6PR. Ian, have a good weekend. Hopefully you don't have to pick up and bag too much poo.
Okay, thank you, Ollie, for your support.